There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
From the makers of Crouchy Sea Wax Hidden Roy Hill, it's the Don and Mike Show.
And already that bumper is outdated.
Yeah,
how about that? Okay, listen, without further ado, I think we've set this up, and this is very special. And not like a very special blossom.
No.
Because it's not sad, but it's a very special low-budget Jeff Hardy.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Let me just say that we never have a regular on the show come in to play Jeopardy. This is a first, which is why it's very special.
Greetings!
Can you play his music, please, Joe? Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's not Wednesday, the day that he normally reviews movies on the show.
Hi, Don.
But please say hello to Movie Man and the pride of Puerto Rico.
Hello.
Charlie Stossel.
Hello, hello, hello. It's so nice to see you. How are you? It's so nice to be up here in New York City. I'm up here for my annual theater trip.
Hi, Charlie.
Theater trip. Hello, Don. What are you going to say that's horrid?
Well, first I'm going to say...
What?
Well, you know, the Lara Croft movie opens today.
I can't believe you're not commenting on my outfit.
All right, let's start with the outfit.
My DreamWorks T-shirt.
DreamWorks T-shirt.
Camp Counselor shorts.
Camp Counselor shorts.
Special bicycling shoes.
Yeah.
With ankle-length socks. All white on either side. Take a look.
One Dalmatian.
Two Dalmatian.
Three.
These are my special Dalmatian socks.
Fantastic.
And I've got some Shrek action figures that I'm going to set up right here.
There's Shrek and there's the princess.
And
hello, princess. Hello, Shrek. Super Joe Ardinger, just let me tell you back at the JFK studios, as soon as Stossel calls in to yell about this.
And he will.
Please put him right through.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
So Charlie Stossel.
Bad weekend of the movies. I've discussed that with you before.
You know, I'm reading this this press about Angelina Jolie, Lara Croft.
Gag.
What did you say on Wednesday's episode on this show?
Well, first of all, she's thin as a rail, and she has huge breasts. And it's just gross. It's gross to look at. At one point, you know, it's so boring. They show her and she's wearing a tight T-shirt, and you can see her breasts. And then they show her running in slow motion, and I'm like, please show something interesting, like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That was funny. I mean, give her a fedora.
That was a great movie. It really
you know
was.
That at this point, it still is not. It's not lampooning because Charlie is doing is repeating exactly what Charlie Stossel said on this show on Wednesday.
I mean, she looks like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
She looks like a Barbie doll.
And I'm
not into that. I don't want to see that. That's not what people want to see in the movie.
Listen, let's talk frankly about you, Charlie.
Let's talk about my incredible itinerary up here in New York City that I'm so excited about. I can't even tell you how excited. This is the city that never sleeps. I'm so excited about everything I'm going to do. You know, there's so many things. The list is so long, I'm not going to get to go to all the shows that I want to go to.
Now, are you staying in the Village?
I'm staying down in the Village, so it takes me a little longer to get to the theater district, but it's okay.
What's the name of that restaurant, Robbie?
Pegasus is wonderful. I wear, I take off the camp counselor shorts, and I wear my leather pants that I have. I have special leather pants that I work up here. And the last time I was in New York, I came up to see Bernadette Peters and Annie Get Your Gun, and now they have Crystal Bernard and Annie Get Your Gun, and I'm not sure that I'm going to enjoy it as much, but I'm still going to go see it. I really want to see it, because I'm very excited, and I love Tom Wopat. He has just made such a wonderful transition. So that's the first thing on the list. And then, of course, I have to visit the Vagina Monologues. Always very exciting. And they have different stars that come in and do that. But, I don't want them to talk about breasts and things like that. I just hope they're just funny. Girl chat, you know?
What happened, Charlie?
Yes.
Can we have an honest discussion? Now, I mean, you're not here to talk about movies.
I understand. I'm here to talk about live theater, like Gina Gershon in Cabaret.
Let's talk about...
Oh, life is a cabaret, old John.
I know we've kidded you on the air about your first marriage.
That's in Studio 54, if anyone would like to go.
Your failed marriage.
My failed marriage was okay. It was for the best. It was
for the best, Don.
Your wife turned out to be
a lesbian.
Yes, she did. She did indeed, and that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Can you tell us the circumstances once and for all, the true story of what happened there?
The circumstances are very
painful.
Anytime there's a breakup, as you know, Don, and you know, I mean, I know you want to just tear and bust my chops. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Effers.
Effers. Big effers. I was at a hockey game, and I came home, and I found her, and, you know, and she said, I'm leaving. And then I later found out that, of course, it was not for a man. It was for
a woman.
A woman. A woman. And once I found that out, it was difficult for a period of time, but I understood. God, did I understand. And I was okay with it after a short period of time. And we're not as close as we were, but we're still friends, and it's okay. I've resigned myself to the fact that I'm okay, she's okay, and we can still coexist.
Did you have sex with her while you were married?
No.
You never had sex?
Well, a couple of times, but never very good.
And how was it?
It was...
Why was it? Yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't really interest me.
Let's talk about your ex-wife. Describe her. Was she
very attractive?
Thin with big breasts.
Yes, absolutely. Looked like a Barbie doll, and you know, just too thin. Too thin. You know, it's just not my cup of tea. I hate. Let me tell you some of the things I don't like.
Okay.
Well, for example, actresses. All right, movies that I really go in with a predisposition not to like anything with Angelina Jolie, of course. And I mentioned Lara Croft, where she's just thick thin and she's got the big breast. Ugh. Who needs that? I don't like Cameron Diaz movies. They don't do it for me. I mean, you know, she's always so hot. Well, she's always, you know, anyone can put on a tight shirt and show her nipples. Why is that such a big deal? I don't dig that. And I think there's a reason why we're not seeing many more films from Jennifer Love Hewitt. I just don't think she does it for me either. It's just, boring. But I'll tell you something. I really wish that Shelley Duvall would make some more movies because I think she is H-O-T hot.
Shelley Duvall.
Now, she can act. Did you ever see her in The Shining? Oh, she's fantastic. She's great. And she's the definitive olive oil. I really love her. And, you know, I do like movies with Benny Affleck. Benny Affleck is strong. He's a good actor. He really is. Have you seen, for example, I'm going to give you a good movie and a bad movie. Bad movie, I talked about it the other day.
Okay.
Lara Croft, yeah. Tomb Raider.
You didn't like that one.
I mean, stinky. Fingers over the nose.
You didn't like it.
Get the smell out here. You want to see a great movie?
Yeah.
See Cuba Gooding.
Yeah.
See Cuba Gooding in Pearl Harbor. It's just wonderful. It's a great tragedy with a love story surrounding it. I liked Pearl Harbor almost as much as I liked Jodie Foster in Contact.
How mad do you think Stossel is right now?
Oh, I'm not sure. You know, I know that that's probably going to be a problem, but if he comes up here, we can take him to see the Blue Angel Exotic Cabaret. That is a fantastic show, and then we can go see the Full Monty, which is on my list. That's what I'm going to try to catch. And then at the Loser's Lounge, tribute to Paul Williams.
Wow.
It's going to be a fantastic evening. And then, of course, the private party that I'm invited to with a big celebrity in town. And I'm
sure
you're all going to be jealous. I'm not sure I should even tell you.
Tell us. You're going to be with a celebrity tonight?
I'm afraid if I tell you, you know, if I tell you, Don, you're going to start making fun, and then I'm not going to be invited
anymore. Who are you going to be with?
John McDee.
Wow.
John McDee from the Rosie O'Donnell Show. He's having a private party. It's a dog washing party. We all bring dogs. If you don't have a dog, they provide a dog for you, and we bathe the dog. And that is just so much sudsy fun. I don't mind telling you.
Which is more fun?
Mm-hmm.
Bathing dogs or bathing these Boy Scouts?
Don't go there. Don, don't do that. Now, come on now. I won't give you free tickets to anything anymore.
How is Billy or whatever his name is?
I don't want to talk about that. I swear to God, I don't want to talk about that. I was going to get producer's tickets and take you. Would you go with me?
I don't want to. I hate Broadway shows.
Why do you hate Broadway shows? It's the ultimate theater.
I'm not gay.
I suppose you want to go see Tomb Raider and watch the slow motion running. Bouncy. Black, black, black. I can't stand that. I hate that. It's so overtly sexual.
Now, Charlie, what kind of feedback do you get from people in the movie industry based on your appearances on this show?
Well, I was visiting family down in Puerto Rico about a month ago.
I forgot your Puerto Rico.
And they had some studio executives down there. And I walked up to them and I said, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for giving us the Full Monty and making the European story a success in the United States. And they said, they were extremely cruel. And I didn't think they said.
What did they say?
They said, why don't you get out of here, Juju Fruit?
Oh, no.
And I said, I don't want to have anything to do that. All right. And then I told everyone at home, my mamacita no comprende. But it's really frustrating. It's frustrating being me because, as you know, I'm a conflicted man. I'm a man with many different moods. I like hockey and sensitive pictures.
You know,
and I like anything animated. And may I remind everyone, Atlantis, Atlantis, Atlantis!
Wow.
Well, you should see what I got. They sent me an actual sack filled with figurines from Atlantis.
Wow.
And also a little Atlantis city that I can set up on my desk. And I take the Dalmatians and I put them around the city. And it's almost like the Dalmatians are underwater and living.
Are you a homo?
Don.
Now, I know we've danced around this for years.
Okay, Don. Okay.
You know, all right. Cards on the table, Jerry.
Am I a homo?
Are you a homo?
No.
You're not a homo.
What in the name of all that is sacred would make you possibly think that I was a homo? I mean, really.
Look at you.
Well, look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me. I'm a normal guy, Don.
You have one.
What I'm doing is I'm doing the show, then I'm going cycling. And after I go cycling, I'll probably go out to dinner. And I'm perfectly normal.
So you're not a homo.
You know something? Jesus, you effers all the time with this homo, homo, homo.
Right,
what makes you think I'm a homo? What makes you possibly think that I'm a homo? Why do you insist on always doing that, Don?
Do you like...
God, I love coming here.
Do you like...
I love coming here.
Do you like Poontang?
Poontang?
No. You know.
Oh, I know you're
sorry. Fuzzy?
Yeah, I do.
Say it.
I like...
Say it.
I like that.
Say it.
I like Poontang.
No, say it louder like you mean it.
I like Poontang.
Do you like intercourse?
I don't kiss and tell, Don.
Do you like intercourse?
I love intercourse.
Yes, I do. With women?
Your efforts, you know, always with this. I don't know why I put up with this.
Do you like a nice snapper?
Yes, I do. I do.
Do you know what snapper means?
No.
What do you think it means?
I think it means sex, right? Something sexual, which is what you always do when you're in here just breaking me over the coals, Don.
A woman's vaginal muscles. That's her snap.
Do we have to be so detailed?
Yeah.
Please, really. Look. Lights off, please.
You know what?
I like intercourse. I like it with the lights off, though.
All right, you know
quickly,
what?
Quickly, quickly. Fast as a bunny.
You know, this would be an excellent exercise for you, Charlie, and I don't think...
I have been exercising. Can't you tell?
I don't think that Lisa would find this demeaning.
All right.
In the next room, our producer, Lisa Herndon. Would you just stand up, Lisa?
Uh-huh.
And Charlie...
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
She's beautiful. Would you please describe her to the audience... You know,
she's a little thin.
Why don't you describe her and then I'll describe her. We'll see which one of us gets it better.
All right.
Or even better, Buzz can describe her.
All right, she's kind of like blonde, you know, the usual. And she's a little thin, very thin arms. She's got larger breasts. And she looks all right. She's okay. She's okay. She's all right. She's not my cup of tea, but she's all right.
Buzz, how would you describe Lisa as you look at her now?
Lisa is blonde. She's thin, but not too thin. She does have a very nice figure. Very, very nice breast.
All right. If you insist.
And she's wearing a tight fitting t-shirt that's sleeveless. And and she looks like and tight pants and looks like $1 million.
She looks a little thin to me.
She's
kind of looks like a little Barbie.
She's about as close to ideal as you could get.
I just say about the Lara Croft and about your producer here, this whole Barbie thing. I mean, it's just not right.
All right, and
Barbie is a figure. She's a plastic figure, and that's what I want to say.
Rob, would you stand up, please?
Sure.
And hi, Rob. Charlie, if you would please describe Rob, and then Buzz, I'm going to ask you to describe Rob A. also.
All right. Rob is wearing a beautiful patterned Hawaiian shirt with a T-shirt underneath, which is very stylish. He has the shirt tucked in, which is something I recommended because he's lost some weight. He has very nice form-fitting jeans on that wrap around him and look extremely nice and comfortable. In the seat. He has his flat top hairdo. His cheeks have just enough color to make him look very healthy. His eyebrows are very tinted by the sun, and he's got beautiful blue eyes and nice straight white teeth and a beautiful rosy lower lip, and he smells good.
A Buzz? If you would please look at Rob and describe him.
I like Rob a lot. He's a guy. He's a guy with a flat top. He's like a regular guy. Kind of a big guy. He's lost some weight and, you know, looks better. But he's a guy. He's just a guy.
Nice. Fantastic.
Well, wow. Right there, I think we've drawn some very distinctive parallels.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, let's not go gaga because somebody, you know, wants to wear something tight. Why do the girls always have to wear something tight? I don't understand that. It makes me just feel basically a little oogie. I'm not all that.
And what is it with you and kids?
God.
Charlie, what is it with you and kids?
I like kids.
You donate a lot of time, like to Big Brother and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
And
I do. I just enjoy it.
You do?
I enjoy it.
What do you enjoy most?
Keeping them clean.
So
always important. That might just do it.
You mean that's the one that might put him over the edge?
I'm afraid it might, but I'll tell you right now.
No, Lisa just put on the screen. He's where is he at? A movie opening today?
Ah.
He can't even hear the show today. We won't get the FU call till Monday.
FU call till Monday. But I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
That really, when you go to see, if you have to go see Tomb Raider, go in there with your eyes wide open and don't misjudge. Don't misjudge, like, something about Mary when I said that was going to be a flop. You know, that was, first of all, it's not funny. There's not a funny moment in it. And also, you know, Cameron Diaz, it's just, why do we always have that breath, naked breath? Why?
Basically,
what is this fascination everyone has with naked breath?
Don't you like a woman's big, full, naked breast?
Not particularly, no.
No, it doesn't really do it for me.
What about a woman's type, shapely ass?
No, I'm not into that. I really like a woman who's athletic. I like a woman that can really pedal a bike.
All right, let me ask you, what about describe Ben Affleck's shoulders.
Ben Affleck's shoulders, it's interesting you mention this because I've seen him in his recent work in Pearl Harbor. His shoulders are so cut and so angularly matched to his head that it's just almost like a perfect angle. And his shoulders, it fills out a sport coat and his uniform that he wears when he's wearing his naval suit.
Yeah.
And I love the naval suits. I like uniforms, period. Ben Affleck's shoulders are rounded where they should be rounded, and they slope where they should slope. And that's what I like about it. Cuba Gooding Jr., also the same thing. Absolutely perfect shoulders. Both men have perfect shoulders, and that's important in any film. It really is important in film. Plus, you're doing like a super comedy.
Let me just throw another name.
And I do prefer a sturdy woman.
Like who?
A woman that can really be grounded. A woman that's not all that obsessed with being thin, thin, thin. You know, stick thin arms, huge breasts. I like a sturdy woman.
Yeah.
I like what I can describe the sturdy woman. I like thick ankles, and I like a smaller breast, like an A or B cup, but not necessarily a small number. Like I wouldn't mind like a 40A.
It sounds like you're describing a certain woman.
A certain woman. I like short hair with bangs trimmed across, and then maybe like a Dutch boy cut. That's what I like. I enjoy that look in a woman. I like also women that wear regular shoes, that don't wear those pieces of crap you see in department stores.
Sounds to me like any one of those bitches from The View would probably be your ideal woman.
Like Joy Behar.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a sturdy woman. She's a good, sturdy woman. And I don't know why women insist on wearing these open-toed things with big heels on
them. Charlie, hold on a second.
Yes, okay.
I got a message for you.
All right. Oh, okay, Don. Excuse me. I burped.
www.egars.com.
All right. You know, that's what you do. That's your thing, and I understand.
Don't you ever fart?
Occasionally.
Isn't it funny when guys fart?
No, not my cup of tea.
You don't think it's funny?
No, fart humor, bathroom humor. I love your show. I do. Don't get me wrong. I love your show, and I love the interview with Beaver. But I don't necessarily care for, you know, all the fart, 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 fag this, fag that. You know, just kind of rubs me the wrong way. But I come in here because, you know, I know that you think I'm okay, and I think it's good for my my career. I think I'll be managing some more theaters by the time this is all over.
Well, Charlie, we have to break. Listen, I know that you wanted to talk about some stuff you got planned in New York.
I've got some wonderful things. I tell you, we're just going to have a great time. I'm going to spend most of the evening at Pegasus. It's going to be such a good evening.
Charlie, we're going to take calls now. First two callers. We need two this week, Lisa. Two callers.
Okay. And you see the way I put my hotel room key on the little keychain that I have hanging off of my shorts?
Just one caller. No, I didn't see that.
Yes, right here. There we go. This means that I can keep all my identification with me. I can just hang it off my shorts. Lots of flaps and pockets. That to me is a good pant for a man.
877-365-3636. Lisa says we got a champion, so we just need one caller, so call right now.
Oh, super duper.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
That John is the greatest guy in the world. We gotta have him and his wife over for drinks sometime.
I don't think he's married, Homer.
Oh, a singing bachelor, eh? Well, there's lots of foxy ladies out there.
Homer, didn't John seem a little festive to you?
Couldn't agree more. Happy as a clam.
He prefers the company of men.
Who doesn't?
Homer, listen carefully. John is a hoe? No.
Right.
What's your...
Let them pop a couple of hot balls in ye. Don and Mike.
funny.
What?
You don't know you met me.
That was a funny drop.
Not really.
That was a good, timely, funny drop.
I didn't think it was that funny.
It was just
me.
We're joined by a movie man, Charlie Stossel.
Hello! Charlie Stossel here!
Making his first ever appearance on Low Budget Jeopardy.
And one of my many trips to New York City.
Oh.
Watch out, Annie. Get your gun.
I don't think Crystal Bernard is Bernadette Peters, though.
I really don't.
It's Cabaret, Chicago.
You know, Bernadette Peters has giant boobs.
Well, I don't look at the boobs. She's got, listen to her singing voice.
And her curls.
But she does have big boobs.
All right.
There's always boobs with you.
You've never noticed her boobs?
I have. I've talked to people in Washington Square about it.
Charlie, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, Don.
Silly juice.
I love your shirt.
My shirt?
Thank you.
Pretty.
Thank you.
Just Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh, I need a bath.
Now entering the studio is our challenger. His name is Rick, 31, right here from New York City. And he's in sales. Hi, challenger.
Hello, Rick.
What's up, boys?
Hey, my friend.
How are you entering
the studio is our three-time champion. His total, $109. He's a Manassas accountant from Manassas, Virginia. Let's say hi to Steve Brady.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Don. Hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Steve, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
I can get what Charlie loves, all those DVDs with the girls on that flash their boobs.
Oh, yuck. All right, enough. Guys,
please.
Oh, now in the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Troublemaker. Please put your hands together and say hi to Alex Geronimo, Don Geronimo.
Thank you, Charlie Stossel.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Steve. Guys, don't forget, I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy.
What, is he staring at me?
Yeah. He's staring at you, per se.
Call me Alex.
He's staring at a part of you.
Call me Alex unless you play the game that is Alex Kudor's Quizmaster. And always call him Chaz. Hi, everybody.
I forgot how much you look like Clint Howard.
Yeah, thank you very... Oh, yeah, Clint Howard in every Ron Howard movie, right? Yeah, that's old, Don.
Here are your categories, guys, and they are... Lara Croft versus Angela Jolie. NBA Finals.
Boring.
Name that TV dad.
Ah, now we're talking.
New on home video and DVD.
I love DVDs.
And the always challenging States and Capitals.
States and Capitals.
One more time.
I'm bald.
Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie. NBA Finals. Name that TV dad. New on home video DVDs and States and Capitals. Rick from New York, you're the challenger. We will start with you.
I just want to say I love New York. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's so close to Vermont. All right, go ahead, Rick.
Let's go with NBA Finals.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal has this comic book hero's logo on his arm and a tattoo.
Oh, come on.
It's a radio show. It's the radio show, Rick. All right, Steve, it's your chance to steal.
What is Superman?
Hey, of course, yes. Shaq Daddy, Superman.
Superman. I like Superman. Spider-Man, too. I like Spider-Man. I like Batman. I like Superman. I like Stretch. I like the Green Hornet. I like...
What do you like most about all those superheroes?
Their muscles.
Okay, Rick.
They're rippled.
Steve.
NBA for two, please.
NBA for two. Rick Fox is married to this major POA.
Who is...
Rick, it's your chance to steal. See if you can get back on the big board.
Who is Shelley Long?
Oh, come on. I said major POA.
Stop it. She is. Don't mention my favorite actress like that.
Come on. It's the beautiful Vanessa Williams.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on now. Everybody looks like that.
Oh, come on.
Shelley Long is unique.
You mean you would do Shelley Long before you could do Vanessa Williams?
Got a heartbeat.
Oh, that's sick.
Well, that's just like he talks.
That was.
It's a what?
In a heartbeat.
All right, Steve.
NBA for three, please.
Wacky owner of the 76ers, he climbed hundreds of feet earlier this week to hang a banner.
Boring. No idea.
Boring. Sports stuff.
You would know to be climbing hundreds of feet to hang a boner. Hang a banner. Though.
Okay, Don. Rick.
I forget his name.
You forget.
It's Pat Croce.
Steve, you're Jim Croce's brother. I haven't heard those jokes. Yeah. That's funny. Steve, you're in control.
TV dads for one.
All right, here you go. Name that TV dad.
Good category.
He was Mike Brady.
Who is Robert Reed.
What, Charlie?
I just like him. $1 for you, Steve.
He's dead, you know.
I know.
Died of the AIDS.
I know. Don. All right. You're still in control, Steve.
TV dads for two, please.
He was Al Bundy.
Who is...
Rick.
Sorry.
Come on,
who
now,
is
Rick.
Ed O'Neill,
right.
$2 for you. Tied the game, Ricky.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
Select again, please.
Ricky.
Let's finish it out. TV dad for three.
He was Herman Munster.
Oh, Herman Munster is,
Sorry, not quick enough. Steve, your chance to steal.
Who is Fred Gwynne?
Fred Gwynne.
The great Fred Gwynne.
Herman Munster. All right, Stevie.
All right, new on home video for one, please.
All right, new on home video or DVD. And perhaps you can give us a brief review of each of these new movies as the answers come out, Charlie.
Sure.
Stars Tom Hanks.
What is Castaway?
Castaway, the best movie of the year. The best movie of the year. Tom Hanks carries the movie. He loses so much weight, and he carries it. All he does is talk to a little ball, and he paints the ball with a little face on it, and it's called Wilson, and it's it made me cry several times, and it's great. As soon as he discovers that he can make fire. A fantastic film. See, the way it works is, Tom Hanks is a UPS guy. Actually, FedEx.
Okay. Charlie, you're giving us the...
He flies on a plane.
You're giving us the tedious plot summary now.
Oh, okay, Don.
The CBS.
All right, Don.
Okay, who was that? Got that right. Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, go again.
New on home video for two, please.
Stars Russell Crowe.
What is Gladiator?
No. All right, Rick, your chance to steal.
What is, Kent?
That's right.
I know.
Yeah, Charlie. Is it American Psycho?
No, it's proof of life.
Oh, I've always got American Psycho on the brain. I can't help it. Steve, you're still
in control. Hold on, what's your review of Proof of Life?
Proof of Life is a wonderful film. Proof of Life is a film I didn't see.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Don.
Steve.
New on home video for three, please.
Stars Jeremy Irons.
Stop it.
What's he doing, Ron?
Rick,
it's your shit. I was not.
What, does he look at my ass when I turn around to look at his face?
Oh, shut up, Rob.
Are you looking at my ass?
I wasn't looking at your ass. I was not.
Was he, Buzz?
Oh, F you.
Yeah, he was.
F you. Okay, yeah, I was.
Okay, Rick.
All right. I have no idea.
Okay, who would know there was such a movie? It was called Dungeons & Dragons.
Dungeons & Dragons, a fantasy spectacular with great action figures. I have them, and they are spectacular. I had a fight between a dragon and a Dalmatian the other night. Steve, you're in control.
Okay, Laura Croft versus one.
What is going on?
Oh, he's an effer. I'm not doing anything. I was stretching my neck.
Looking at your ass?
I am not looking at Don's ass.
You know what? I'm going to turn like this then.
Yeah. All right.
To just face you like this.
Okay, very good. Can we play the game, please?
Okay.
Rob?
Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie. What was he looking at now?
Nothing. I was looking at the paper in front of me is what I was looking at.
The paper's not over there.
What was he looking at?
Not over there.
Yeah. Was he looking at my wiener?
Yeah.
I had to step on your toes there, Rob.
Oh, what does that mean?
The fight.
I like when you put up your dukes. You do it like that John... Who's that guy, John Sullivan?
John L. Sullivan.
Watch it,
Rob.
Okay, who's in charge? Rick?
Steve is in control.
Steve, Lara Croft or Angelina Jolie? This one is older.
Who is Angelina Jolie?
Rick, it's your chance to steal.
I'll go with Lara Croft.
Lara Croft.
$1 for you, Rick.
Now, in the video game, Lara Croft is 33.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie is 26.
And it's not entertaining. I just want to remind everyone.
Okay.
I prefer John Boyd.
Of course you do.
So he's a great actor. I loved him in Mission Impossible. I loved everything about Mission Impossible.
Of course you did. Can you explain that movie to us?
Mission Impossible is a very complicated plot. Tom Cruise starts out as he's a secret agent.
Okay, never mind.
He has to go...
Okay, Don.
Because I know you could explain it.
You're probably the only person who could explain it.
I can explain all the details of any tedious plot summary that you would, you know, think of, except that last one.
All right, Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie
in
for two.
A heartbeat.
This one has bigger boobs.
That would be Lara Croft.
That was not in the form of a question.
Rick, Steve, I'm sorry, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Lara Croft?
No. Lara Croft is a 34D. Angelina Jolie is a 36C.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We're boring you with that.
All right, Rick, you're in control.
And you know, technically, even though Lara Croft, the video game is a bigger cup, I gave it to Angelina Jolie because she's a bigger number.
Oh, who cares?
Okay.
All right.
My God, breast on.
I hear you.
Boobs. Everybody got them.
All right, I have them.
Let's stay with this for three.
Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie. This one sleeps with knives.
Who is Angelina Jolie?
Steve, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Lara Croft?
Fooled you.
They both do.
They both do. That's good. I like that. That's a
good
trick question.
The girl in the video game does, and Angelina Jolie in real life does.
That, you don't do that very often on Love It's Jeopardy. I enjoyed that.
Trick question.
All right, Rick, you're in control. Ricky.
All right, state and capital for one.
It is the capital.
Hey, he's doing it again.
What's he doing?
I'm not doing a thing.
Well, Rob, what's he doing?
I'm not doing a thing.
Looking right at your eyes.
No, I wasn't.
Listen, Trick, can I tell you something?
I wasn't.
That's where the poops come out.
I wasn't looking there.
That's a nasty,
I wasn't looking there.
Smelly, hairy area.
I wasn't looking there. I was not looking there.
Okay.
Damn it.
It is the capital of the state of Maryland, Rick.
Capital of Maryland is,
Steve, it's your chance to steal.
What is Annapolis?
$1 for Steve.
Yes.
Taking a commanding lead as we head to the home stretch of the horse race.
Steve, go again, please.
States and capitals for two, please.
Capital of Georgia.
What is Atlanta?
Right.
$2. Okay, Peachy.
Go ahead, Steve.
States and capitals for three, please.
It is the capital of Louisiana.
What is Baton Rouge?
$3.
Way to go. You know your states and capitals.
And Baton Rouge reminds me of another movie that you reviewed recently that you loved.
Mm-hmm.
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, don't get me started. Moulin Rouge. If you want to see what is really the best movie of the summer, nothing's going to touch it. I'll tell you why. The singing, the dancing, and the cinematography. The cinematography is fantastic. It's absolutely wonderful. I'd love it if it was outside. I'd like to take it outside to a Boy Scout rally.
Charlie, do both of these guys go to Final Love of Jeopardy?
Absolutely. They both have points. Steve has a total of $12, and Rick has $3.
Okay, good. Hold on there, fellas.
I like anything with Jude Law.
Hold on. Right. Is that the guy from The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yeah, he's the guy that was the one that was with Matt Damon, who is also wonderful.
Yeah.
He's exquisite.
I know.
He's not wonderful. He's exquisite. He's outstanding. He's magnificent.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Take a square. We're rolling.
I'll take Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock. All right, Jim. Jim, who is your friend? Who is that?
John, you mentioned this is like my date earlier.
Yes?
I've had many dates do this. Just fall asleep out of total boredom.
He's really asleep.
Look at this. Oh, she woke up to pay attention to you. His name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Hey, hi, Charlie. Are you awake?
Are you good with animals?
Charlie's been slobbering all over my hand. There's snot and slobber all over my hand.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah. And the microphone.
7.5 inches long and about 3 inches in girth. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, Charlie Stossel. Hey, guess who can't take a joke?
Who's that?
Charlie Stossel's real-life girlfriend, Stephanie.
Oh, no. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, Steph?
Pretty good.
How are you?
Fine.
What can we do for you?
You're on the air.
What can we do for you?
I know.
What can we do for you, Stephanie?
Why don't you tone it down?
We're just having fun.
Wow.
We're just having fun.
How great is this?
We're just having fun.
Why don't you tone it down, honey?
I haven't said anything.
All right. So why don't you tone it down, like, to not call in?
Come on.
Well, I know what you guys think is funny, and...
It is.
There's a limit.
It's just a joke.
There's a limit. Honey, he's a public figure on the show. And furthermore, it emasculates him even more to have his girlfriend calling in defending him. Charlie Stossel would not be pissed at this. It's a gag. But it does make him look like a robo-pussy to have his girlfriend call in and try to scream at us about it.
You didn't have me call in.
No. Well, okay, or even if you're doing it on your own.
No, I understand that.
Don't. It's all in good fun.
Gotcha.
We all have thick skins. We all get our chops busted. Okay.
But it is funny that you're calling in to defend him and to tell us to tone it down. How much would you like us to tone it down? 10%? 15%? 20%?
Sounds good.
Okay.
20%.
20%.
20%.
Specifically, what would you like?
Well, no gay references.
We're not making gay references.
I think I asked the character Charlie Stiles if he was homo, and he said no.
He said no. Did you hear that?
I must have missed that part.
There's never been a comment that says, I'm not denied every time I've been asked. I have denied, Stephanie. And Stephanie, you know the truth.
Deny.
Right.
You know the real truth, so be content with that.
Be secure.
Okay.
Honey, we don't think the girlfriend protests too much.
Come on now, it's all just fun. Okay.
Okay, good.
All right.
I tell you, if he was a real man, he'd beat your ass tonight when he sees you.
Oh, Jesus, stop it.
But no chance of that happening.
Ah, stop it.
Christ. He'd pull an OJ on you. Cut your head
goodness.
Off.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you ever call that radio show and try to defend me. They're just doing a bit.
God damn.
Well, anything else, Stephanie?
No, that's it.
All right, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
See you tonight. Slumber party.
There she goes.
There we go.
Wow.
Charlie Stossel's a real life girl. How funny is that?
My God.
How funny is that?
Well, I'm proud. I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
I want to thank her.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy now with Rick and with Steve.
Wonderful.
Charlie, let me ask you before we
yeah,
play.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Between the two of you.
Yeah.
Who has bigger balls?
Steph.
Yeah, Steph does.
I think she just proved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
She got the bigger stack, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I think everything's fine.
I'm so sad.
Don't be sad.
No.
Don't be sad,
no,
Charlie.
No, you pushed it too far.
Hey, listen. I can't help.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
That Mike O'Mara, what a prick. Who is bigger friend? Charlie Stossel or his girlfriend?
I'd say it's a draw.
Wow.
It is a draw. Absolutely.
Hey, and incidentally, if you're listening, Stephanie, this is toned back 20%.
Yes, we toned it back 20%.
Hold it back 20% for your satisfaction.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do, is a show every day that's not going to piss off Charlie Stossel's girlfriend.
Unbelievable, but true.
Okay, Rick and Steve, are you there, guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go with Final Low Budget Jeopardy, the special Father's Day edition.
Father's Day!
And you're going to have, a relatively easy chance, and here's the answer. Anthony Quinn died 2 weeks ago at age 86.
He will be missed.
Zarba! Here's the answer. Within two, I'll give you two either way, the number of children that Anthony Quinn fathered. Okay, within two, the number of children that Anthony Quinn fathered. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck!
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my brand new book, The Full Stossel, my elaborate collection of self-made black and white nudes taken in and out of the master bath. The Full Stossel gets you stossel as you've never seen him before, nude and proud, shaved and stubbled, sweaty and dry, and best of all, it comes with stickers! Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Charlie Stone. I want to talk to Rick from New York first.
Yes,
right?
He's the low person on the poll.
All right, now, Rick, we'll give it to you within two. Number of children that Anthony Quinn fathered.
What is 16?
Can't give it to you.
Sorry about that. Okay, Steve, your chance to steal.
All right, Steve, if you have the right answer, you are the big wiener.
What is 8?
What is 8? No.
No. 0.
0-0.
Guys, Anthony Quinn had 13 children.
Wow. Big,
which means we would accept 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15.
Oh, what a pig he was.
Mm. It's the type of game that Ken Stevens and Alan Nine want love, because we're giving away absolutely no money today. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Steve. Don't go away, man. Just go away. Here is Charlie Stossel, represented by his girlfriend, Stephanie, to tell you what you've won.
First of all, boys, you have won a WWF King of the Ring prize pack, courtesy of WWF, Comcast, and Cox Cable. Treat your dad like a king for Father's Day by ordering WWF King of the Ring on Sunday, June 24th at 8 p.m. Call your Comcast Cox system to order now, but wait, Don.
There's more, Charlie.
You've won a widescreen personal organizer courtesy of Graffiti Audio Video. Graffiti Audio Video has four locations to serve you. DuPont Circle, Tenleytown, Bethesda, and their new location in Ferris City Mall in Fairfax.
Let me just ask you, those four locations, which one do you shop at?
I shop at all of them simultaneously.
So which one of the, out of the four cities, four areas you just mentioned?
DuPont Circle, Don.
Okay. I was trying to tell you.
Done.
I know you're trying to do the 20%. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say something?
Which one is this? Who's talking? Is it Rick?
This is Rick.
I thought it might be.
Sure, Rick. Can I say something?
Sure.
To my kids, Jordan and Erica, your daddy lost to an accountant.
All right, Dad. Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Steve.
All right, guys. You're welcome, guys. Thanks
for having me. Have a great weekend and a great Father's Day, both of you. Thank you very much for listening. And, Charlie, what can I say?
Oh, it's been an interesting adventure, roller coaster ride. I could give you the tedious plot summary, but it would take too long.
Okay, well, have a great weekend with the various kids that you're going to be bathing, and with the dog you're bathing, and your Broadway shows, and of course the beautiful fair-haired Stephanie.
Yes, absolutely. That I think that saga will continue.
I think so.
Absolutely.
We toned it down 20% for you.
We did. We tried.
Stop looking at my ass.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
Charlie, always remember.
Is that what you were doing?
Yes, I was.
Always remember. Never forget.
The whole time.
Love by the Jeopardy's a production of
Coron Incorporated and
tribute to my King Roll.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, that's the highlight for me today. That's pretty interesting. Charlie's girlfriend.
God, I guess we know who's got the bigger penis in that family.
Well, you know, I met her and she didn't talk a lot when I met her, and that's
oh, she sure did talk a lot when she was on the show.
Yeah, and she called you off air too, right? Didn't she? I mean,
she didn't know that I was answering the telephone. I want them to tone it down. Tone it down. It's not funny now. Mm-hmm. They're going too far with